Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Sheriff's Tahoe's delivery slowed. Production problems, high demand are factors. By OA News at OAOA.com. Ector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths said Tuesday that various factors will delay the arrival of the 27 new Chevrolet Tahoes recently approved for his department in a $2.5 million allocation by the Commissioner's Court. We expect them to be here in about a year after we go through the bid process and get them ordered, Griffiths said. We got 12 Tahoes from a dealership in Caldwell in East Central Texas. In early August, after ordering them last September. We were supposed to get them in February, but there was COVID-19 and an auto workers' strike. He added that Tahoes are the most popular police vehicle in the United States because they are roomy, durable, and easily adaptable to law enforcement needs. When we get these 27, they'll take care of everybody, Griffiths said, meaning that all of his street deputies will have new vehicles to take home, enabling a quick response to emergencies and enhancing the law enforcement presence in their neighborhoods. We're slowly but surely moving all the old ones out of the fleet. We have several with over 200,000 miles. Just before going into the 10 a.m. Tuesday Commissioner's Court meeting, the sheriff said the new Tahoes will be just the raw vehicles. The consoles, stripes, cages, and shotgun racks will have to be added on, with the radios having to be installed and programmed, he said, adding that the $30,000 to $35,000 per unit purchase price will increase by $12,000 to $15,000 each with the extra equipment. Some of the people we arrest are bigger than others, so we'll have a bigger vehicle for those individuals. There is a lot of storage room in the back for equipment. The Tahoe is a good all-around vehicle. With the police package, they go a little faster than the stock civilian vehicle. They're lower to the ground with a heavier suspension to keep from overturning in the corners. Asked if his fleet's upgrade will help with recruitment, Griffin says, "We're in pretty good shape because we have some applications on hand for two openings for street deputies. Taking these vehicles home will be an incentive to keep officers, and it'll be good for the community. It will also help with accountability. Currently, we have four deputies driving one vehicle. So if something gets damaged, unless someone admits it, we don't have accountability. We're ready to get the ball rolling and get everybody in a new unit. I think it will make a big difference in our community and in the morale of our people." COVID-19 news. By the numbers. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 4,686. Ector County negative, 22,250 out of 27,262 tested, with 326 pending, 94 deaths. Recovered, 3,982. Active, 610. Midland County, 3,588 confirmed, 81 deaths. Texas, 716,207 confirmed with 5,667,732 tested. Total Texas deaths, 14,994. U.S. cases, 6,825,697 total confirmed and 199,462 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/tztrjlf. Also from the front page, quick hits. ORMC job fair. Odessa Regional Medical Center, 520 East 6th Street, has scheduled a job fair from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thursday. Applicants are asked to bring their resumes. Recruiters will be on site. The curbside job fair will take place at the ORMC main entrance, corner of 5th Street and Adams Avenue. Multiple positions are available. To view all job openings, visit odessaregionalmedicalcenter.org/careers. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/y2xj6b3v. Debates and Basin Life. Basin PBS will air the following local debates and Basin Life premieres. Thursday, 7 p.m., Odessa Mayoral Debate. October 5th, 4:30 p.m., Basin Life premieres with Krista Escamilla. October 7th, 7 p.m., Midland Independent School District Board Trustees Debate. October 12th, 7 p.m., U.S. House of Representatives Texas 11th Congressional District Debate. Basin PBS can be found at AT&T, UVerse, SD36, HD1036, Cable 1, SD13, HD1013, Dish Network, SD36, HD5264, Suddenlink, SD13, HD113, DirecTV, HD36, Grande, SD13, HD813. Visit www.basinpbs.org. Veterans Legal Clinic. Legal Aid of Northwest Texas has scheduled a free virtual legal clinic from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday. The clinic is for veterans needing legal advice in civil matters such as bankruptcy, consumer law, debt harassment, and family law. This clinic is not for criminal cases. Appointments are required. To schedule an appointment or for more information, call Pete Fierro at 332-1207, extension 4511. Dinner benefit. Feed West Texas Wine Dinner benefiting the West Texas Food Bank has been scheduled from 6:45 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Tuesday at Opal's Table, 223 West Wall Street, Midland. The menu will include fall greens, roasted garlic vinaigrette, heirloom tomatoes, beef bourguignon, and chocolate walnut fudge pie. Tickets are $85 with wine, does not include tax and gratuity, or $60 without wine, does not include tax and gratuity. A portion of ticket sales will benefit the WTFB, who feed those who are hungry in 19 West Texas counties. For tickets, visit opalstable.com/events. Basin PBS names new education director. OA Life at oaoa.com. Basin PBS announced the arrival of Danielle Castle, Education Director. Castle is a welcome addition to the staff hired to boost efforts in the early childhood learning in the Permian Basin. Castle will work to foster relationships with local school districts, child development centers, daycares, and homeschool families throughout the Permian Basin. Castle, who came to the Permian Basin from Arizona, has a master's degree in education from Arizona State University, a teacher for 8 years, which included Lee High School, and was Teacher of the Year 2019, and Region 18's Secondary Teacher of the Year 2020. I've always been intrigued by a wide array of topics and jobs. I think that's why I love teaching so much. Teaching is a job that requires you to utilize so many different skills to serve the needs of others, Castle said. When asked, why Permian PBS? She answered, serving the needs of others is one of the things I love about being Basin PBS Education Director. PBS allows me the flexibility to draw upon a variety of skill sets and knowledge to serve my community. I am deeply honored to steward the resources we have to support initiatives that enable enlightened and educate others. For more information, visit www.basinpbs.org or www.facebook.com/basin-pbs. Midland College ranked among safest campuses in Texas. Special to the Odessa American by Travis Woodward, MC Communications Department. Midland. Midland College is once again ranked among the top 10 safest college campuses in Texas by Your Local Security. The ranking includes Texas public and private four-year colleges and universities with a total enrollment of at least 5,000 students. Four factors considered: hate crimes per enrolled students, violence against women per enrolled students, property crime per population, and violent crime per population. There are many things to consider when choosing a college, and campus safety is one factor that should be evaluated, MC President Steve Thomas said. As we welcome our students back this fall, we look forward to continuing the preventative measures we have in place to ensure the safety of our campus community. Within this year's review, Midland College was one of only two colleges that did not report hate crimes or violent crimes against women. Midland College Police Chief Richard McGee has overseen campus safety and improvements in equipment, training, and operation. Our goal is to ensure that students, faculty, and staff feel safe on campus, Chief McGee said. According to McGee, there are a number of areas that have contributed to safety at Midland College. They include a well-trained and professional police department, an investment in technology needed to quickly alert the campus of an emergency, RAVE, RAVE text messaging service, and BRG, on campus alert system. Main campus electronic locks that will allow campus police to quickly lock down the campus. The installation of panic buttons in selected areas. Ongoing emergency response training of faculty, staff, and students. To learn more about the safest college campuses in Texas, visit www.yourlocalsecurity.com/availability/TX#safest-college-campuses. Local news roundup. Man in critical condition following motorcycle collision. A 61-year-old motorcyclist is in critical condition after he was involved in a two-vehicle collision. The reported collision happened at 5:20 p.m. Monday in the 4000 block of East 42nd Street. An Odessa Police Department press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed that David Crossan, 60, of Wyoming, was driving a black GMC Sierra and was stopped facing west for construction in the 4000 block of East 42nd Street. Charles Betcher, 61, of Sulphur Springs was driving a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, the press release stated. Belcher was traveling west in the 4000 block of East 42nd Street and collided with the back of the GMC Sierra. Belcher was reportedly transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. There were no reports of any other injuries, and the investigation continues. Man charged with sexually assaulting family member. An Ector County Sheriff's Office affidavit detailed that a 9-year-old girl stated a family member had sexually assaulted her. Michael Hernandez, 19, was charged with sexual assault of a child, a second-degree felony. The sexual assault reportedly happened sometime around March 2019 in the 3800 block of Marigold Street in Gardendale. The incident was reported to ECSO at 7:20 p.m. July 27th. The complainant was identified as the 9-year-old girl's mother, the affidavit stated. The outcry was made to the complainant by the 9-year-old's older brother, as the girl's father's family was calling her names. The girl reportedly identified Hernandez as the man who assaulted her. The 9-year-old told deputies that while she was at her grandmother's house where she was living with her father, Hernandez had her sit on his lap and he touched her inappropriately, the affidavit detailed. Hernandez also reportedly had the girl touch him inappropriately. The girl is reportedly called names by her father's family because of the sexual assault. The 9-year-old stated the same on August 17th during a forensic interview, the affidavit said. Child Protective Services reportedly attempted to try to speak to Hernandez in regards to the outcry. Deputies made contact with Hernandez on August 31st, and he stated he couldn't speak until he got an attorney. Hernandez was arrested and booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center on Monday, jail records show. He had one bond totaling $20,000 and posted bail on Tuesday. Odessa man dies in two-vehicle collision in Martin County. A 35-year-old Odessa man died in a two-vehicle collision in Martin County. The reported fatal collision happened at 6:17 a.m. Tuesday on State Highway 349, about 22 miles north of Midland, a Texas Department of Public Safety press release stated. Omar Rodriguez, 39, of El Paso, was reportedly driving a 2001 Freightliner truck tractor towing a semi-trailer north on State Highway 349, while 35-year-old Reynaldo Hernandez of Odessa was driving a 2001 Ford Explorer a short distance behind the Freightliner. The Explorer failed to control its speed and collided with the rear of the Freightliner, the press release stated. Hernandez and Rodriguez were both reportedly wearing their seatbelts. Rodriguez was uninjured in the fatal collision. OC Board hopes to fill vacancy soon. OA News at OAOA.com. To fill the spot left vacant by the death of Royce Bodifer, the Odessa College Board of Trustees will gauge interest from different people they know who live in District 3. Board President Tommy Clark said in a text message that, in keeping with Odessa College's commitment to diversity and excellence, their search will include a diverse pool of potential replacements whom we will ask to serve the remainder of Bodifer's term until it expires in 2025. Clark said experience and education will be paramount, but not the only factor they consider. By law, Clark said the board can appoint someone to fill the seat until the election. He said, to his knowledge, the board doesn't have to take applications unless it's a ballot item, and this is not. Clark said in a text message that he's not certain when the announcement will be made, but they want to fill the seat as soon as possible with the right person. Butterford, 83, died June 22nd. He had served on the OC board for many years and previously served as a member of the Odessa City Council and the Mayor Pro Tem. Obituaries from pages 2, 6, and 7. James Telford Jim Moody. Weatherford. James Jim Telford Moody, 91 of Weatherford, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, September 16, 2020. A memorial service celebrating his life will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, September 25, 2020, at Galbraith Pickard Funeral Chapel, 913 North Elm Street in Weatherford. Burial will be private. Jim was born on May 3, 1929, in Atoka, Oklahoma, to Fred and Aletha Moody. He grew up and graduated from high school in Visalia, California, where he met and married Joanne Hoover on July 8, 1949. Together, they had 7 children. 3 girls were born in Visalia, and 4 boys came after moving to Odessa, Texas in 1958. Jim is survived by his wife, Joanne, his 2 brothers, Elmer and Larry Moody, his children, Linda Clanton, Janice Sam Crane, Carrie Moody, Ronnie Moody, Robert Moody, and Mike and Abby Moody, by his 8 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. In addition to his parents and 2 sisters, Jean Lewis and Norma Rotondo, Jim was preceded in death by his son, James T. Jimmy Moody, Jr. Jannie Lou Dyer Lee. Buchanan. Jannie Lou Dyer was born at her family's North Texas homestead in Orth, Texas in 1935. She lived in Graham, Texas during her early childhood, and in 1945, Jannie and her family moved to Andrews, where her dad took a job with Humble Oil. Jannie and her brothers, Sonny, Ronnie, and Jackie, were raised in the Means and Parker oilfield camps around Andrews. After graduation from Andrews High School in 1954, Jannie attended Sol Ross University in Alpine. She began her professional career in Midland working for Philmont Oil Corp. Later, while working for Max Ramsey's law practice in Andrews, Jannie met her soulmate and future husband, John R. Lee. They were married on April 29, 1960, and Jannie moved to Kermit, where John practiced law and was a pillar in the Winkler County community. She was preceded in death by her husband, John R. Lee, her mother, Lucille Dyer, her father, Glenn Dyer, and 2 brothers, Sonny, Glenn, and Jackie Dyer. She leaves to her cherished memory 1 brother, Ronnie Dyer, 2 daughters, Mary Lee Castetter and Allen, and Melissa Lee, 4 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Family visitation will be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, at Family Services Funeral Parlor in Kermit, Texas. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, at Family Services Funeral Chapel in Kermit, Texas, with Ed Simmons officiating. Burial will follow at Kermit Cemetery. Donations celebrating Janie's life may be made to the Texas Exes, the University of Texas Ex Students Association. Arrangements are entrusted to Family Service Funeral Parlor, and condolences may be sent to the family at www.fs-fp.com. Evan James Hill, Odessa. Evan James Hill, 18, of Odessa, passed away in a traffic accident on Saturday, September 19, 2020, in Odessa. Evan was born on December 23, 2001, in Abilene, Texas, to parents Bryn Dodd and Thomas Drakeford II. Evan and his mother lived in McCamey, Texas, and Bradenton, Florida, for brief periods during his childhood before making their final home in Odessa, Texas. Evan was preceded in death by his stepfather, Evan Bunker. He is survived by his mother and stepfather, Bryn and Ryan Dodd of Odessa, and father and stepmother, Thomas and Shauna Drakeford of San Antonio. Siblings, Kaylin K.K. Bunker, Madison Dodd, Jalen Drakeford, Thomas Drakeford III, Alex, Cadelia, Sophia Glee, and Haley Drakeford. Grandparents, Barry and Diane Hill, Stephen Dobb, Vicki McCloskey, and Sylvia Richardson. Funeral services will be held at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 25th, 2020, at Odessa Bible Church, located at 3901 Pinbrook Street, Odessa, Texas, 79762, officiated by Pastor Robert Thayer and Pastor Karen Carlson. Flowers may be sent to Odessa Bible Church no earlier than Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Donations can be sent to Glorieta Adventure Camps, 11 State Road 50, Glorieta, New Mexico, 87535. Put Evan Hill Scholarship Fund in the memo. Clyde Bernice Tip Tippett, Odessa. Clyde Bernice Tip Tippett passed away on September 20th, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Clyde Bernice Tippett, known to family and friends as Tip, or the Boss Man, was born in Cruz, Texas, to Clyde and Fanny Tippett on June 2, 1934. He went to school in Novus, Texas, and graduated from Novus High School. He married the love of his life, Doris Foster, on September 17, 1953, in Ballinger, Texas. Tip and Doris lived in Cruz, Texas, until moving to Hobbs, New Mexico, for a number of years. They moved to Odessa, Texas, in 1969 to continue his lifelong career in the oilfield business. Tip is preceded in death by both of his parents, his six sisters, and one brother. He is survived by his wife, Doris, two daughters, Debbie Crawford, and husband Mickey of Bridgeport, Texas, Cindy Porter and husband Larry of Odessa, Texas, and one son, Dusty Tippett of Odessa, Texas. 15 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and 9 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Thursday, September 24th, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Chapel, with Pastor Paul Taggart officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send family condolences, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Alice Marie Cartwright, Odessa. Alice Marie Cartwright, 97 years of age, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on September 19, 2020. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday, September 24, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, with Lynn Money of Sherwood Church of Christ officiating. Burial will follow at Hydro Masonic Cemetery in Hydro, Oklahoma. Alice Marie Cartwright was born in Durham, Oklahoma, to Robert Adolph Manhart and Essie Elzina Manhart on May 10, 1923. She went to school at Durham Elementary and Durham High School. Alice attended and graduated from Cosmetology College in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. She worked as a beautician during the years of World War II. Alice married Everett Dean Cartwright on December 8, 1945, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, upon his return from fighting overseas. Alice is preceded in death by her parents, her husband, one sister, Lily Quinn, and one brother, Robert Manhart, Jr. Alice is survived by two daughters and their husbands, Raymond Grace and Terry Lee Bishop, Patty Layden, and Ross Edward Young. One sister, Eva Stewart, three grandsons, and two great-grandchildren. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Terry Lee Bailey, Midland. Terry Lee Bailey, 68, of Midland, Texas, was called home on September 18, 2020, after complications due to cancer, and passed into eternal life at Midland Memorial Hospital in Midland, Texas. He was born in Midland, Texas on September 14, 1952, a beloved son of the late Joe and Thelma Black Bailey. He was raised in Midland, Texas, graduated from Midland High School, and studied at Midland College. He served his country in the United States Navy. Terry leaves his beloved wife and soulmate of 40 years, Kathy Campbell Bailey. They were married February 14, 1980. He also leaves five children, sons, Rick McNew of Colorado Springs, Colorado, Chris and his wife, Aline of Rayford, North Carolina, Sam, Josh, and his husband, Casey Griffin of Amarillo, Texas, and Isaac and his wife, Roxanne, brother Steve and his wife, Shelley of Millburn, Oklahoma, sister Luella Bailey Mansell and her husband Terry John, grandchildren, and his many nephews, nieces, cousins, numerous friends, and extended members of Bailey and Campbell families. In addition to his parents, he was preceded by his dear brothers, Otho, Joe, and Larry, and his dear sister, Barbara Bailey, and her husband, Roland Spud Blocker. Visitation will be at Natalie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, from the hours of 6 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be conducted at Kelview Heights Baptist Church on Thursday, September 24th, 2020, with services beginning at 10 a.m. Intermittent will follow at Rest Haven Memorial Park. Arrangements are under the direction of Natalie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Jerry Earl Lofton, Odessa. Jerry Earl Lofton, age 69, of Odessa, Texas, passed from this life on Monday, September 14, 2020. He was born on Monday, March 19, 1951, in Borger, Texas, to Thomas Jerome and Wanda Sue Wolf Lofton. Jerry married Anita Frances Wood on December 1, 1970. He was a Navy veteran. He worked for General Tires for 25 years and retired from B&B Chemical in 2016. Those left to cherish his love and memories are his wife, Anita Laughlin, son, Marilyn Laughlin, and wife, Kayla, and their daughter, Selena, daughter, Kendra Haig, and husband, Thomas, and their children, Autumn, Larry Moore, and Thomas Haig, Jr., brother, Roger Laughlin, sisters-in-law, Judith Wood, and partner, Bill Gleason, and Deborah Wood, brother-in-law, John Wood, and wife, Jessie, Fred Wood, and wife, Sita, many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. He was preceded in death by his parents, Wanda Sue and Jerome Laughlin, in-laws Fred and Nyla Wood, sister-in-law Tommy Olson, and grandson Alec Larrymore. Memorial services will be at Acres West Funeral Chapel at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 26, 2020. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. Death notices. Daniel Danny Beltran, Odessa. Daniel Danny Beltran, 40, died Sunday, September 20th, 2020, in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Maria de Jesus Ibarra de Nino, Odessa. Maria de Jesus Ibarra de Nino, 80, of Odessa, died Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. September 24th, 2020, at Iglesia Apostolica de la Fe en Cristo Jesús at 1600 Palomar in Odessa. Burial immediately following at American Heritage Cemetery. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. David Lee Duren, Pecos. David Lee Duren, 30, of Odessa, Texas, died Thursday, July 11, 2019, in Pecos, Texas. Celebration of Life will be held at 11:30 a.m., Thursday, September 24, 2020, at Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will follow at 1 p.m. at Ector County Cemetery. The Odessa 2nd Section Pastor Pete Landon is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Misty Renee Green, Odessa. Misty Renee Green, 44, died Monday, September 21st, 2020, in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Dorothy Ann Guillory, Dallas. Dorothy Ann Guillory, 71, of Odessa, died Friday, September 18, 2020, in Dallas. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. September 25th, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Freddie Free Ogle, Odessa. Freddie Free Ogle, 82, died Tuesday, September 22, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Martin Roacho Reyes, Odessa. Martin Roachoa Reyes, 71, died Sunday, September 20th, 2020, in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Identifying Triggers for Migraine. Dear Dr. Roach, is it true that fructose is a trigger for migraines? LJS. Answer. Migraine headaches are a form of episodic headache, often associated with nausea, as well as sensitivity to light and sound. There are many subtypes of migraine, including migraine without headache, and any given person may identify his or her own trigger for migraine. It's possible fructose is a trigger for some people. Stress and sleep changes are among the most common. Women sometimes get migraines around the time of menstruation. These are called catamenial migraines. Thank you, Dr. Abby Spencer, who taught me that word years ago. Among foods, caffeine and wine are very commonly identified as triggers for migraine. Some people identify chocolate as a trigger, but it may not be. It's possible to get food cravings, such as for chocolate, at the beginning of the migraine syndrome. So although it seems as though chocolate is the trigger, in fact, the migraine caused the chocolate craving. Fructose, a sugar found in honey and fruit, is not a commonly identified trigger. It may be that, similar to chocolate, some people have a craving for fruit even before an aura or the headache begins.
Transgender playmate poses a challenge to girl's grandma. Dear Abby, for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. Dear Abby, my 7-year-old granddaughter, Leela, has a playmate who is a transgender girl. My fear is that she may find out the truth and feel betrayed by her playmate as well as me. Should I explain it to her? It doesn't matter to me that her friend is transgender because I have always believed that a person's most important trait is having good morals. I'm an upfront and honest person. However, with respect to this subject, I feel that if I remain silent, it's as though I'm somehow betraying my granddaughter. Leela is very accepting of all people, and I don't believe it would change her relationship with the child as long as I explain everything to her about people who are trans. Any advice would be appreciated. Progressive Gran in Arizona. Dear Gran, do Leela's parents know about the friendship? Assuming they do, have a chat with them, as well as the playmate's parents, to make sure you're all on the same page. I do not think you should out Leela's playmate to her, but I do think it's time you start talking to your granddaughter about gender and what makes a girl a girl and what makes a boy a boy. At some point, her friend may feel comfortable enough about the friendship and herself to tell Leela herself. When that happens, be prepared to answer any questions your granddaughter may have. PFLAG is an organization I have mentioned before in my column. It's an excellent resource for LGBTQ issues and will be helpful to you if you reach out. Its website is pflag.org. Dear Abby, my worst fear has come true. My daughter just became engaged to someone we do not approve of. They have been together for 3 years, and it has been 3 years of drama, from not working because they have to be together 24/7 to domestic violence. Must I attend the wedding? Should I help her plan it? She is my firstborn, and I adore her, but I feel she is making a huge mistake. Reluctant in Ohio. Dear Reluctant, I'm going to assume that you have expressed your feelings and concerns to your daughter. If that's the case, then you must accept that she is an adult and capable of making her own decisions. Should you help plan the wedding? Yes, as long as you are not paying for it. Should you attend even though you don't approve of her choice of husband? Absolutely. If he's a violent abuser, she is going to need family around her so she doesn't become isolated and totally under his control. Her life could depend on it. Dear Abby, sadly, my son passed away, suicide, leaving his two younger sisters. I am often asked how many children I have, and I'm never sure how to respond. I feel it would be disrespectful to my son's memory if I don't include him. However, if I do, it invariably leads to more questions than I care to answer. Any insight would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Remembering him. Dear Remembering, I am sorry for your loss. While a question about children is a way people often use to establish a common bond, it can be an emotionally loaded one. Consider offering this response. I have three children. One of them is in heaven. If you are pressed further, it would not be impolite to respond that the subject is painful and you would rather not discuss it.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Libra and a moon in Sagittarius until 7:16 p.m. when the moon enters Capricorn. Happy birthday for Wednesday, September 23, 2020. Creative, charming, and exciting, you break through insurmountable restrictions to create your success. This year, despite occasional depression, you break through and are able to move mountains. Further stellar recognition comes your way. If single, your seductiveness attracts so many, but you tend to put your work first. If attached, you are best friends with your partner, who adores you. Your passion intensifies this year. Libra understands you the best. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. This is a marvelous day for writing. Your speaking and teaching skills are in stellar form. You change the lives of others by sharing your knowledge and ideas. Make plans involving future study and travel. Tonight, have fun on the phone. Add foreign phrases. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. Questions about expense accounts and investments come up. Get all receipts and financial records in order. Let others express their feelings about you. Partnerships reach a turning point. Tonight, invest in purchases that bring you joy and beauty while they appreciate and value. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 5 stars. Today brings new vitality into a cherished project. Partnerships, especially those involving business contacts, are agreeable. Your genuinely friendly concern radiates inner love. Others are responsive to you. Extra effort on your part now leads to tangible results. Tonight, celebratory date night. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 4 stars. Create a wholesome environment at work. Natural healing techniques, perhaps involving herbs and music, are helpful. Gifts that offer comfort and healing are appreciated. If you help a coworker with a confusing situation, your efforts will be remembered later. Tonight, relax. Leo, July 23 through August 22, 4 stars. Past obligations melt away. It is easier to enjoy the present and to plan for the future. Today brings delight in the company of younger people. A child you're close to seems very grown up. Tonight, it's better to speak less and listen more. Virgo, August 23 through September 22, 5 stars. Your home and family life are highlighted today. You might initiate a family gathering or redecorate and improve the house. You will be able to draw on hidden reserves of strength and memories to acquire independence. Tonight, a home-cooked meal for all. Libra, September 23 through October 22, 5 stars. You are a sought-after guest. Take special care with your appearance. Forget adversaries from the past. Refuse to give them any more attention. Others have numerous plans and ideas. Sift through these with care, as all of them might not be workable. Tonight, enjoy. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21, 5 stars. Today brings you clarity and focus. You have self-confidence and marvelous persuasive talent. Enlist support and seek information. Word skills are in top form. Your overall attitude toward money and material values is shifting. Tonight, you produce impressive writing and speak eloquently. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21, 5 stars. A trend begins at work, encouraging you to use more authority and become more visible. Today affects you in a dynamic way. An associate helps you reach a cherished goal. A memorable meeting seals the deal. Tonight, do exactly as you like. You've earned it. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 2 stars. You'll have to cope with an exposed, vulnerable feeling early in the day. As the day progresses, you are absorbed in routine work and performing helpful services. A meticulous approach to details wins you admiration. Tonight, the secrets come out. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 3 stars. Today allows you to release regrets. Friendly calls and emails arrive from old friends. Your keen intuition assists in negotiating. Those who have resisted your ideas can be won over to respond more favorably. Tonight, kind deeds and charity are fulfilling. Pisces, February 19 through March 20, 5 stars. You'll enjoy exploring ways to make a difference in your endeavors. It's a day for freshness and enthusiastic, dynamic expansion. Be daring about trying a new approach or type of work with a different project. Tonight, online networking. Born today, playwright Euripides, 480 BC. Saxophonist John Coltrane, 1926. Singer Ray Charles, 1930.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.